Right now, though, on the phone, I do have the lovely Andrea from Wet Nose Animal Aid. Hello, Andrea.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, very well.
I know you're used to talking to our lovely Karen Ridges, but she's busy doing veggie things.
Yeah, she does all sorts of things. She's quite amazing.
Oh.
She's, bless her heart, she's been our ambassador for, oh crikey, I've known Karen, must be nearly 20 years now.
Wow.
And I just want to thank, actually, our ambassadors. It's Tessa with Kratu, who's a rescue dog from Romania.
Yeah.
Karen, bless her heart, for all that she does for me. Vicky Michelle, obviously, I've known Vicky about 20 years as well. And our lovely patron, Wendy Turner-Webster, because they, you know, they do so much for me, and I'm always so grateful.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So I just want to say a little thank you to them.
Oh, you've done it now. Well done, thank you. So how did Wet Nose Animal Aid come about then?
Oh, well, when I left school, I used to teach children how to horse ride.
Right.
Because I've always loved horses as well. I love all animals.
Oh, you'll love my girlfriend.
Oh, really?
She loves horses. She loves dogs. There you go. It's a
friendship
made in heaven. Go on, carry on.
And then I met my husband, and I said to him, if you could do one job in the world, what would it be? And he didn't hesitate. He said, rescue dogs.
Was he a rescue as well, your husband? Or...
Yeah, he was, yeah. Bless his heart.
Oh.
I lost him 5 years ago, that's why I carried on with Wet Nose, is because I knew, you know, he would have wanted that as well.
It was his passion as well as yours.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So we travelled all over the country looking at various kennels. And then the agency phoned us up and they said, oh, there's one that's just come up in Norfolk. I think you better go and have a look. And it happened to be our first wedding anniversary. So, you know.
What a brilliant anniversary present.
Yeah, exactly. So, of course, we looked at it and it was over a 75-acre common ground.
Wow.
Which was absolutely beautiful. So, of course, the rescue dogs used to get walked on the common every day, which was lovely.
Yeah, I bet they loved that.
Yeah, they did. And, we did that for nearly 13 years. And we decided that, getting older and your bones get a bit weaker and everything.
Well, you teach the dogs to walk themselves.
Yeah. And so we decided that there's nothing out there for animals. I mean, I'm going back 20 years now because that's how long we've been going.
Wow.
And so we decided to set up Wet Nose Animal Aid with a friend of ours who was a charity lawyer.
Yeah.
To try and raise money and help other rescue centres because we knew, obviously, what it was like, worn the T-shirt, been there.
Yeah.
And
you're not a rescue centre as such then. You support and help out other rescue centres.
Yeah, they send us like application forms and they tell us what they want, whether it's a microscope, incubator, supplies, equipment. Yeah. We pay off vet bills or food bills, whatever they need to help them.
Oh, that's amazing.
We would try our best to raise funds and help them.
Is it just in the UK or is it worldwide?
I have done a few abroad as well. A very good friend of mine, Alison Stanbridge, who runs Paws for Rescue.
Yeah.
She does a lot of good work in Romania, and I've been there about 5-6 times now.
Yeah.
I have helped people in Bulgaria and Romania, and in the past we've been to Afghanistan, Philippines, Greece.
You're just looking for a free holiday, really, aren't you? Let's face it.
Oh, I wish. Any offers?
There is, if you haven't been to Lanzarote, there's a rescue centre out there.
Lanzarote, oh.
Yeah, we go normally every year for the last four years, something like that. Beautiful out there.
Yeah.
And Sharon keeps threatening to bring a rescue dog home from Lanzarote because there is a problem out there. And there's a couple of shops. They've got a couple of charity shops out there and they have a stall at a couple of the markets over there as well.
There should be more.
Yeah. Yeah, there should be. So how many animals have you got now at the moment?
Well, I did... When we had the kennels, I had at least six dogs. and about four cats. But I did have two German Shepherds, but bless them, but they died a couple of years ago.
Oh.
So I've just got a little girl now from Bulgaria, little mutt, called Gracie.
Oh, I bet she's sweet as sugar, isn't she?
Yes, she is. But she's scared of people.
Oh.
Because she's been quite badly treated.
Yeah.
But she loves the car. She loves my bed.
Oh, well, that's...
and she loves her walks. So,
she's got a lovely forever home as well.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, definitely, definitely.
So let's talk Wet Nose Day then.
Yeah.
Whose idea was that? Was that yours?
yes, it was. Because you keep seeing all this sort of children in need and Red Nose Day and yeah. all these other things on telly. And we sat there one day and we said to ourselves, well, there's nothing out there for animals. It's not fair. It's all one-sided.
Everybody loves animals.
Yeah.
Everybody, even though they don't sometimes admit it as much, everybody does love animals.
Yeah, but it's all animals. It's birds, it's wildlife,
yeah.
it's everything. You know, it's not just sort of domestic pets.
No.
You know, it's horses, it's ponies, it's all animals. So that's the idea of it, is to celebrate, you know, animals in general.
That's wonderful. And if people want to, if they just want to make a small donation or they even want to buy themselves one of these fuzzy noses. I love that. You've got a picture of me. In fact, yeah. it's up on Phoenix FM website as well now.
Brilliant.
I put it up today, made it my show photo. Because every day I normally put a show photo of me eating something. whether it's biscuits, chocolate or crisps, I put them up. But today it's that picture of me with me little fuzzy nose on. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's all a bit of fun, and if you pose with your pet and send us all your pictures, you know, it's lovely to see, because we like seeing, obviously, happy pets with their, you know, with their owners.
And where can people send these to?
www.wetnoseanimalaid.com. Right. All donations welcome.
Lovely.
Large or small.
And people can go to the webpage and check out check out where they can donate and how they can donate. I think they can do it via PayPal, can't they?
PayPal, yes. Yeah.
That's the best way to do it. And you've got a Twitter page, Facebook page?
Yeah, Wet Nose Day is our Twitter page.
Yeah.
Instagram, Facebook, yeah, it's all there. And on our website, it's got all the symbols that you can click on and go straight to as well.
All the links for them.
Yeah, all the links are there.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, I'm going to put this up on our website as well and put that web address so people can get in touch with you.
Yeah.
Because you're doing an amazing job.
Thank you.
And some of these rescue centres do need help. I mean, some people just wake up one morning and think, do you know what, I'm going to open a rescue centre. And they don't always think how much work it's going to entail.
Some of the smaller rescue centres, there's a lovely place called Hollyhedge in Bristol.
Yeah.
And they've obviously struggled with lockdown because when their charity shops are closing and they can't do their fundraising events.
Oh, yeah.
No money comes in.
Well, of course not, no.
But they've still got sort of £40,000 worth of vets bills to pay.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Which is what people forget. You still have to treat these animals.
Yeah.
And some of them, they can take weeks and weeks of special care.
Well, of course.
You know.
Yeah.
So it's very, very hard, and it's very sad. But, I mean, the knowledge that these people have got is phenomenal. You know, I just hope that schools take up animal welfare, you know, a bit more. We need more vets.
Yeah.
We need more sort of animal people, if you like.
Well, of course, yeah.
Because there's not many vets that can actually treat wildlife.
Really?
Which I think is a little bit...
I thought that would be part of a small part of their learning and their curriculum.
No, some of them do, but a lot of them, I think, they just, you know, it's basically dogs, cats and horses.
Hamsters.
Maybe the old hamster, but they don't always know how to treat a hedgehog or what sort of medication to give them.
Oh, that is a shame. That's an eye-opener. I didn't realise that.
Yeah, I've heard that a couple of times, which I was a bit surprised at as well.
I suppose being a vet, Andrea, it's different from being a doctor, because a doctor, you've got men, you've got women, you've got children.
Yeah.
We're all relatively the same inside.
Yeah.
There's a couple of little differences, but we're all relatively the same inside.
Yeah.
But animals are different. You can't treat a fish like you treat a dog.
No.
You can't treat a rabbit like you treat a cat.
And they can't tell you where the pain is.
Exactly.
Either.
Exactly. Yes. It's
a lot more difficult for a vet to know exactly what to do.
I can understand what you're saying.
Yeah. But it's a passion of mine. People have said to me in the past, why don't you go out and get a proper job? I said, well, I don't want to. This is what I love doing. You know, if someone gave me £1 million, I would be as happy as Larry as giving money away to rescue centres.
Yeah.
Visit them, see how they're getting on. You know, I think it's long, long overdue to have like a proper animal day where people can all join in, send in a few pounds and see how these rescue centres are getting on.
You're not asking for fortunes, are you? It's just a couple of pounds here or there.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever spare change you've got.
Money down the back of the sofa or whatever.
Well, let's face it, sometimes you look in your bank and you can have X amount of pounds, but you've always got a certain amount of pence.
Yeah, that's true.
And that certain amount of pence, if you donate that as well, every little helps.
Of course it does.
Of course, that'd be wonderful.
I mean, it's when you think it's chickens, a lot of chickens are saved from obviously these battery farms.
Yeah.
Some of them, they've never even seen grass before, and they spook at their own shadows.
Wow.
I mean, how sad is that?
That is.
We know some lovely people that rescue roosters as well as chickens. And they're lovely people, they really do. They really love their animals and get to know them and look after them, and I think we need to cherish these people and look after them.
We really do. And if people want to help you, can they become ambassadors, or can they get in touch with you and you can put them in touch with rescue centres?
All
at www.animalaid.com. There you go. That and that's also very good. Plus, just before we go, you got some celebrities as well. We've had the pictures taken with their wet noses, haven't you?
I've been very lucky. Amanda Holden has been absolutely brilliant. Chris Packham, I love him. He's absolutely fabulous.
Chris Packham. Chris, bless him, he's wonderful. But Amanda Holden allegedly changes her nose from day to day, so I don't think she even remembers putting that nose on.
I've met her once before.
Yeah, I have. She's a lovely lady.
She is. She's a lovely lady, yeah.
Paul McCartney, you've even got with a wet nose on.
Yeah, I haven't met him yet, though.
But neither have I.
I'm still trying.
When you do, phone me and I'll come with you.
Okay, you've got to do it.
Oh, dear me. Well, look, it's been lovely talking to you, darling. It really has. Thank you for everything that you're doing for the animals and also for the rescue dogs. Because people don't realise. Everyone goes, oh, we must get a lovely little puppy.
Yeah.
But you know what? There are dogs out there that need homes just as much, and if not more. I mean, my daughter's got a rescue. She rescued a sprocker.
Oh, yeah.
Called him Stanley. But he was a puppy. The family had unforeseen circumstances, and they couldn't look after all the puppies. And she went round. It was a beautiful house. The dogs were looked after properly.
Yeah.
I made sure she saw the right things, did the right things. And she's got this lovely little bundle of fun called Stanley. He's got tons and tons of energy.
Oh, yeah.
He loves to play. He's a Springer and a Cocker mixed, so you know.
Highly strong.
Yeah. And her mum used to rescue dogs, dogs. All the dogs she's had have been rescued, all from normally about a year, and they've been wonderful. I mean, you get a dog that's a year old or 6 months old. You know, it's the same as having a brand spanking new puppy, so to speak.
Yeah.
And they still give you all the love, if not a bit more.
Yes, I think they do. I think they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, that's not true. You can.
No, of course you can.
And I think they appreciate it more.
Yeah. And our Darcy was, she was between a year and 18 months when we got her.
Aww.
And she'd been through a couple of homes, a couple of forever home, so to speak.
Yeah.
And she's ended up with us. I don't know who's better off, us or her.
Yeah, but you know what it's like to bond with that dog.
Oh, yeah.
And the love that they give back to you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's tenfold, twentyfold, you know, it's forever.
Oh, yes, definitely,
but
definitely.
You hear of these puppies and kittens that are being bought on the internet.
Yep.
And some of them are over £1,000 now.
Mm.
And then people go back to work.
Yep.
And they give the dog to the rescue centre.
Which is all right.
I can't get my head around that.
Which
I just don't understand that at all.
No. Well, Sharon, my girlfriend, it was looking. She's on all these rescue pages on Facebook. And sits there sometimes crying with some of the stories.
No.
There's a dog they're selling on Gumtree. And it's part husky, part German shepherd, and they want £700 for this dog.
I think all these things should be shut down. You should not be able to buy animals on the internet.
No, I totally agree with you.
I think there has been a couple of campaigns, but of course, you know, it's...
No.
Nobody wants to know. But I think it's so wrong, you know, and I'm so glad that some of these puppy farms will be shut down.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, look, you're doing a great job and fighting the good fight and getting the word out there, and we're getting the word out there for you as well.
Oh, lovely, so thank you.
You're always welcome to pop along if you're coming up this way into Essex and you're always welcome on the show. Come in and give us an update and stuff.
Brilliant, thank you. I know Karen, bless her heart, we've always, in the past, we've come up with Vicky or Wendy or some of the girls, and we've had a right laugh.
Well, she's not on the air at the moment, bless her. She's taking a bit of a hiatus because of all this COVID stuff and self-isolating. So I'm ready to take the baton and run with it as well, Andrea.
Oh, thank you ever so much. I'd give you a hug, but I can't.
Virtual hugs all round.
A virtual hug all round, yeah.
Well, thanks for joining me today. You have a great weekend.
Thank you, and you.
And give your lovely little dog a scratch on the head from us.
Oh, little Gracie, yeah.
Oh, dear. So,
brilliant.
Do you know what? I've lost me pointer.
Oh.
I've lost me pointer. I can't find it.
I'm not going to ask.
Oh dear, my point, it's gone off. Well, listen, have a great weekend, whatever you are doing.
Thank you.
And well, good luck with the weekend. Is this thing going to run all over the weekend then?
Today and tomorrow, yeah.
Oh wow, great. Yeah. So if I put this up tonight on our website,
yeah, brilliant.
People can still get involved tomorrow.
Yeah.
They can make if they can't get in touch, they can make a little donation and make their own little wet noses, can't they?
Oh yeah, I mean a little face mask or anything like that, animal face mask,
or just love a picture with their doggy.
Yeah.
That's even better. A picture with their, doesn't have to be a dog, it could be their pet.
Yeah, picture with their pet.
Yeah. Oh wow. Okay. Well, I look forward to seeing some of them on your website.
Yep.
And
I'll tag you in.
Yes, that'd be good. Have a great weekend. And,
thank you.
See you very, very soon.
Yep, you
Take
will.
Care.
I'll send you a lot more updates.
Lovely, wonderful. God bless. Ta-ta.
Yeah, thank you then.
Bye.
Bye.